Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open. Anyways, welcome to Cosmic Channels. Your cosmic channelers tonight, we got John Lennon
and Andrew.
the slightly less popular Andrew.
Just a bit. Hasn't written quite as many hit songs, but yeah. We'll let it slide.
I've been a part of one.
If you're watching live, which not many people do, but if you are, I don't have the soundboard's dead. It's completely dead. Blame it on the daughter. She killed it. Watching Miss Rachel. If you don't know what Miss Rachel is and you have a young child and you want to lure them to sleep, you put on Miss Rachel.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, especially on a long drive.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, the lines are open. You know the drill. 1-833-703-0424. This is a safe space. If you've seen Bigfoot, UFO, any type of cryptid, if you've tiptoed into the next dimension, we want to hear about it.
Or maybe you just want to talk some shit.
Or you want to talk some shit? Hey.
Just give us a call.
If you're watching live, there's two squares here with people not in them. So you have something to say about those two particular characters. Call in.
Talk some shit. I like it. So how was camping, Zell?
I love camping. That's like my favorite thing to do. Camping has changed for me. It's no longer running around barefoot doing mushrooms. It's now pushing a stroller through the dirt and schlepping a child on your shoulder. So different kind of fun.
So you mean like a lot less fun?
Different kind of fun, Andrew.
Yeah.
Different kind of fun. She slept in the tent. Was worried about that. It did get pretty damn cold. We did get woken up a little early on the first day, about 3 a.m.
And that's it. You're up.
You're just waiting for first light. You're like, all right, come on. What time is it? Oh, 4:15. It's starting to get light out. All right, just another hour.
Yeah, time to get on the coffees and start the day.
All right. Why aren't you guys calling Cosmic Channels? I can see you're watching. I can see you watching Cosmic Channels. No one's calling.
Uh-oh. We want to hear what you got to say. Let's go. Tell us some stories.
Am I like a test caller or something? Or what's going on here?
I don't know.
Check one. Why aren't you working? Fools.
Uh-oh. Is it not working or is it just nobody calling?
Let's do a test call.
Let's do it.
Sounds like it's working to me.
Perfect. This is a slow night.
Hey, you know what? If no one calls, it's easy show.
Absolutely.
We'll start streaming video games instead.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to see how terrible I am at video games, tune in.
You want to see the greatest first-person shooter of all time? Tune in for Ange.
It's great, man. Kneecapping people by accident.
Cut him down.
Yeah, all right. Come down to my size.
What's going on here? Do I have something fucked up? I did a test call. It works. Everything's working.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everything is working, yet no one is calling.
It's because the two moneymakers aren't on.
That's true. The face of the show's not here.
Yeah. Not enough handsome.
It hasn't happened in a while. This has to be an issue. I'm test calling.
Yeah, because usually people are like calling before the show even starts, right?
Oh, it's lined up for the show.
Yeah.
It's giving a busy signal.
Oh,
that's okay. Why, because someone's on the line. That's why. They just called. They just called as soon as I called.
Oh, really?
So they're on the line. Let's bring them on. Hello, Cosmic Channels. Oh, they hung up. New caller.
Oh, new caller.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, guys. It's Noah.
Hey, when no one calls, you can count on Noah to call in.
Noah, what's happening, buddy?
Cracking.
Well, not a lot of great things at the moment here, but I'll push you through.
Not a lot of great things. That's never good.
Yeah, never really that good, no.
Anyways, what do you got for us?
I was sitting there just watching, seeing nobody was calling in. I just thought, okay, what kind of question could I ask them? I've always wondered about this. So, besides the flat earthers, what has been one case file that you guys have done, in your opinion, that made you go, or made you reflect and go, that could have gone better. If we'd done this, it would have made the show a lot better. This episode a lot better.
That's a good question. Sometimes when we do the show, you don't look into the topics enough before you decide you're doing it. And then you're stuck with the one.
Absolutely.
God damn, there's not enough to it. Which I think was, what was that lighthouse we did?
Oh man, that one was pretty bad.
With the lighthouse, with the
yeah.
The one guy went missing, and they were like, well, he probably got washed away. Away
the guy was writing his journal. How about NDEs? I feel like we could have done that one a little differently.
Yeah, I agree. We took a personal story for that one.
Yeah,
but there's a lot better personal stories I think we could have taken.
Absolutely. I think that one went off the rails a little bit. But you know, it's funny though, because there's always, that happens a lot. Even when it's a good case file and I feel like there's good content, sometimes like we get too into it and you get tunnel vision and you'll miss an entire fucking topic. You know, like you'll miss an entire storyline that we didn't even get to touch on. And that
is true.
That bugs me a little bit when that happens.
But yeah, I think so. I mean, they do happen from time to time, but we have fun with all of them.
Absolutely.
If it was really bad and we got to the day and we're like, no, we cannot do this.
The only happened once when we did Ouija and it was really bad, right? There was one episode where we just axed it because it was horrible.
Yeah, I think there was actually.
Yeah.
But it's never happened where we got to the day and we just say, no, we're not doing this one.
No.
Does that answer your question?
Yep. And there's another question too that jumps with that too. What episode that you guys have done, in your personal opinions, that you feel is one of your top five or even your favorite case file that you've ever done, that made you go, this is perfect. If we were to go down history of asking us what would be our proudest moment, this case file was our proudest moment.
I love all my babies, all right? I love them all equally.
I was going to say none. I don't think we've ever done anything close to perfect, that's for sure. I've had a lot of fun on them, though. Like, there's been a few that have been a little bit more fun than others. But I feel like we've been having a lot of fun lately. Like, dude, Pickle Baby was a fucking riot.
Pickle Baby was fun.
All right, Atacama Alien was a blast. The Hycean Worlds or whatever, but we just ended up talking about octopuses for an hour and 45 minutes. Like, that was wicked. I love that.
It is true.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're more fun than they're not.
Always. Now, 100%.
You know? Yeah, so that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay, then.
All right, thanks.
What's your favorite?
Yeah, what's your favorite case file? You've been listening a long time. Let us know your favorite case file, and then we're going to hopefully open the lines to somebody else that wants to call here.
Okay, I would say Flat Earthers Part 1, but that is more of a guilty pleasure. So if I were to really think about it, there was an episode, I think it was, I keep thinking it's an episode on the library. I don't know if it was Alexandria's or something.
Library of Alexandria?
Yes, that's the one. I remember sitting through that entire thing, and I was actually mesmerized by it all. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. I wish this place still existed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, the whole thing, hearing it, got you guys talking about it, I was like, oh God, I just want to visit that place so badly.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Hell yeah.
That was just perfect for me. Right there. That's how I would, if anyone asked me what episode of the Case File I would suggest to watch, I would say that one.
Awesome.
Just because it took me on that trip.
Thanks, brother. All right, just before we let you go, what's in the box, Noah?
What's in the box?
Fresh box here, new box, new style, new shape, new size, new object. What's in there?
I guess it's a planchette.
Is it a planchette?
Yep.
That is not what's in the box.
It's a good guess, though.
Good guess.
Informed guess.
All right, thanks, Noah.
Welcome.
We'll talk to you. Bye.
We got one out of the way. Perfect.
Boom. Another call on the line. Just once the gates open, you know, the calls
come. Gates, boys. That's it.
Hello, Cosmic Channels. Hello. Welcome to the show.
It's me, Steve.
What's up, Is this a Steve again?
It's a Steve.
This guy's awful accents.
Awful accent, Steve.
Awful.
What can we do for you, Steve?
Oh, gone.
Gone.
That's it.
Steve's back again.
I wasn't around for a Steve. I need more background on this. I got accused of being a Steve, but...
We thought you were a Steve there for a bit. Then you said you're not. Turns out, you're not.
Yeah, because that was a Steve, I guess.
We don't get a lot of prank callers on the show, but a Steve is one of them. Anyways, we got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
What's up, boys? How you guys doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing fucking good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome. The first time I ever called, I didn't know if I was going to get through or not.
Hey, man.
Excited to be on.
You put in the effort, and you've been rewarded. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jeremy from Illinois.
Illinois, right on, Jeremy. What do you got for us tonight?
I don't have a story. I just wanted to, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, 5 years probably. I just want to tell you guys, I appreciate everything you guys do. I guess I listened for a long time, and I just been listening to you guys for a lot of stuff I've been through in my life, and I get some struggles. I'll turn you guys on, and it feels like I'm listening to some friends. Like I said, just appreciate what you guys do. That Mr. Conspiracy, he sucks.
Awesome. Hey, well, we appreciate the support, man. 5 years is a long time. So if you don't have a story, though, give us a quick, what's your favorite case file? And then we're going to get you to guess what's in the box.
Favorite case file, definitely Elisa Lamb. She's always trying to ice skate uphill.
Those motherfuckers.
And what's in the goddamn box? I'm guessing. Let's see.
Don't guess. No, you don't. Yeah, there you go. Empty the ride.
Emptying my mind. Being Andrew right now. I'm going to say, thinking a hat.
That is not what's in the box.
It's not a bad guess, though.
Not a bad guess.
Every guy with receding hairlines got a hat close. Multiple. Different colors, everything. You got it.
All right, brother. Hey.
Because I appreciate it.
No problem at all,
man.
Thanks for
the flattery, eh? I'm happy that our podcast could play a part in, you know, helping you get through some shit, dude. Because I've been there. Podcasts have helped me through some dark places, too. So,
man.
I appreciate that.
100%.
All right. Thank you, boy.
Thanks, brother.
Take care. Hey, Zell, I don't know if the YouTube stream's working.
I've just seen this message and is somehow not working. Hey, live shows, you know?
It happens, man.
It happens. We're not going to stop it and try and fix it. So it is live on Facebook and the like. I'll put it in the chat here. I was wondering why there wasn't as many viewers as normal. Yeah, I don't know why it didn't.
don't know, man. Miss Rachel, blame it on her. She fucked everything up.
Shut it all down. I don't have the soundboard set up. I got home late. I'll blame it on that. I don't know why it's actually, it's just through Restream. So who's watching? There's some people watching on somewhere.
On Facebook, probably.
Says it's live on Facebook. Must be an issue. Yeah, it must fucking be an issue.
Yeah, because I got the YouTube open right now and there's it's just the opening screen.
Twitch and Facebook are working. YouTube. Oh, some people are watching on YouTube.
Really? It's not working on mine.
It must be, it must have sent it to the wrong event or something. It's supposed to be Cosmic Channel. Hey, if you're listening live, what is the title on YouTube? Is it, does it say Cosmic Channels 5.6 or is it, does it say some other random one?
4.2. Cosmic Channels 4.2. Yeah, I just found it.
A year ago. Why is that the case?
I don't know, but I found it.
That is really dumb. 4.2. Yeah, that's not right. That's a long time ago.
That's funny. Well, we've gone back in time.
Did we enter like some type of alternate dimension?
Must have. Or maybe you did walk around barefoot in the forest and drop some mushrooms and just didn't know about it. I forgot.
I did take some random drinks and random joints.
There you go.
Interesting.
As long as one of them was in Malibu, because that's how you get COVID.
Some people say it says 5.6. Some people say it says 4.2. What is going on?
I don't know, man. But yeah, I just found it 4.2 on YouTube. So.
Okay. Well, the line's still working. Give us some calls.
Yeah,
let's go. This is insane. This is a travesty. I'm embarrassed that this is happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 4.2. What the fuck? That's so weird. I don't know, man. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, people probably see that it's fucking 4.2 and they're like, oh, this is old. But it's not. It
says live though, so.
Hmm. But it also says November 14th on the link at the bottom, so. What the fuck is going on? Maybe it has something to do with our shadow ban.
Could be.
Trying to shut us down, man.
People don't want to hear the truth about Bigfoot.
That's fair. I do.
Yeah, what is happening today? That's a good question.
Absolutely.
No, Noah, one call a week. Appreciate it, though. I don't know how to fix this.
I don't know.
I really don't know how to fix this.
I don't know how this happened, though. Like, it's weird. It's like playing over top of an old episode. Like, it literally says at the bottom, like, November 14th. So.
Well, I definitely fucked something up. It's definitely my fault. I just don't know what I did to get here. It's a Restream. You stream to Restream, and then Restream sends it to all these places. But somewhere the wires are crossed. They are crossed. They're crossed somewhere. And we're in back in time here. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting cosmic channels. This is not, we've done now like what, 56 of these?
At least.
And I don't think this has ever happened before.
No. First time for everything. Happens. Can't win them all.
We're changing cosmic channels tonight then. If you want to call in and tell us what happened.
Yeah, please do. Are you hacking us?
Someone hack us?
Maybe.
Send our feed to November 2017 or whatever this is from. I wonder if I end it and start streaming again. Will it work?
I don't know. You can try it.
All right, I'm gonna end the stream. Stay tuned. This might happen. This might work. I don't know. We're about to find out. Stop streaming.
Yeah, crazy. All right, so it's sorted.
How back high are you guys right now?
We're back in our own timeline, 616. Everything's been
fixed.
We're
back in 616?
We're back in 616. We're good.
I don't know what happened, and that's really weird. I just restarted it, and it started working.
Hey, man, sometimes you just got to turn it off and back on again.
The old off and on trick.
Switch she goes. That's how I fix everything. And if that doesn't fix it, then it's fucked. I can't do anything about it. It's dicked.
Oh, Jubaka's in the chat. Jubaka, call us.
Yeah, what's up, Jubaka?
I know it's tough to call out of Oz, but figure it out. You have to dial like something, 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 then 1-833.
Absolutely.
Anfamous, it was a good observation because I could be very stoned. Just today, I'm just not for whatever reason.
Yeah, but this wrecked my brain a bit. This was weird.
It is super weird.
Yeah.
All right, we got a caller.
Let's hear it.
All right, show's back on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Callum. So I'm calling from the UK.
Oh, oh right shit, on. Dude. It's like fucking 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah, trust me. But yeah, I couldn't sleep, so I might as well call up.
Absolutely, we'll put you in sleep.
Yeah, we'll help you out.
I'm a bit nervous, so.
Oh, don't be nervous, man. This is a safe space. You can say whatever the hell you want.
It's a really good chance you're cooler than both of us.
Very so good
think
chance.
About that.
All right, calm. Well, basically, it's sort of like a Bigfoot story, but we don't really have like Bigfoot stories here because there's not like a wilderness here, really.
Right, it's not as wide open, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot. Like, if you look at a map of England, you won't be able to find, like, 2 square miles of forest anywhere. It's not like, unless you go right up to Scotland.
What about Nottingham Forest?
Nottingham?
the forest there, it's not massive.
Okay.
Hey, that doesn't mean there's not Bigfoot there, though.
Yeah, true. Well, if you believe he's interdimensional, I guess he could appear.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But basically, yeah. So I brought this up to my dad because he's just been to Texas, working out there.
Nice.
I brought it up to him thinking, oh, he'll say it's like bullshit, like Bigfoot's bullshit. But he says no, like he was staying at someone's ranch, like whilst he was in Texas. And the guy has like deers. So he has like security cameras to watch the deers. And he said he brought up like a video, and my dad said like it literally like on the video it looked like a gorilla was like walking around outside. So like, and he doesn't believe any of this stuff at all, really. So for him to say that was quite shocking. Like he doesn't really think like, about Bigfoot. So.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's basically the story. So it's not a dream, right? But
so he's pretty much seen like he thinks it was some type of ape.
Yeah, well, yeah, he said it looks like, he just said like, yeah, it looks like a gorilla. That's all he said to me.
And how close did he get?
Well, he was just looking like on the security camera, like on like some footage that like, he was staying at his girlfriend's cousin, like he was staying out in Texas on the ranch.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, the guy just, they were smoking up and they ended up showing him this video. So.
Crazy, man.
Does he have the video?
I don't know if he has it. My dad doesn't have it, but it's his girlfriend's cousin, so I'm guessing he could like get it sent to him or something.
If you can get it, we'd love to see it.
We gotta see it.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, I can try and email it in or like message it into Discord or something, so.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get it, I mean, don't go out of your way, but if you send a message and it gets back to you, yeah, please send it in. That would be awesome.
Absolutely, man. We want to see that for sure.
Can I ask one more thing?
Sure.
Have you guys ever heard the idea that Wernher von Braun predicted Elon Musk?
He predicted him? How so?
Have you heard that at all?
Well, I remember I was reading something that Elon Musk, like the name, like Elon was mentioned in a book. I didn't know if it was written by Wernher von Braun, though. But I remember that. Like there was something like, I'll have to look it up. There's a book that specifically says a guy, an alien from fucking Mars named Elon, right?
Yeah. So the book's called Das Mars Project. And it was written by Wernher von Braun, like obviously years before Elon Musk was even born. But it says... it would be led by someone called the Elon.
Weird.
It is weird. And it, like, doesn't it specifically say he's from Mars?
Yeah, so it says that whoever was elected, the leader would be called, like, Elon. So, like, whoever they chose, they was going to call them Elon.
Literally, if anybody's from Mars, it's Elon Musk, for sure. Like,
anyway, I'll let you guys get on, because I don't know if I'm costing that extra money from calling over here.
We pay for the calls. It's super cheap. It's toll-free, so no worries.
Yeah, don't worry about that, man.
Yeah. Before you take off, though.
Okay.
Can you guess what's inside the box?
Is it a yo-yo?
A yo-yo.
Oh.
It is the right size, I would imagine, that could fit inside the box. But that is not what's inside the box.
Good guess.
Good guess.
Good guess.
Fair enough. Thank you, though.
Hey, man. Get some sleep. We appreciate the call.
Absolutely.
All right. Cheers, guys.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
Take care, man. Yo-yo. Did you have a yo-yo fad in your school? We had a yo-yo thing going around for a while.
Big time.
Yeah,
Everyone's walking around spinning, walking the dog. Yeah.
Around the world.
The cradle. What was it, the cradle one? You like spin it and put it around.
You make the triangle and then it spins in the middle.
In the side, yep. Around the worlds.
Yeah. Walk dog, all that stuff.
I was terrible at it though.
I
always asked for a yo-yo for like Christmas and they always got the wrong yo-yo, like not the ones that would spin for a long time.
Oh, you want the one with like the bearings in them.
Yeah, you want the good ones for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. It's Mean Cat's Mama.
Mean Cat's Mama. Hell yeah. Welcome.
What's up?
I'm so nervous to call in because I've never called into a show before. So forgive me if this is like a really weird story.
Oh, there is no weird stories around here. Now, just for the people who don't know who
weirder,
you are.
The better.
What's your name and where are you calling from? If you can give us that information.
Yeah, Alexandria, and I'm calling from Youngstown, Ohio.
From Ohio, right on. Nice. All right, now don't be nervous and just tell us exactly the story.
The home of Ray Boom Boom Mancini, I think.
Okay, so this was probably about 10 years back. I worked night shift at a grocery store for like 12 years. And so I went to bed and it was probably like 1-2 in the afternoon. And my brother-in-law, I lived with my sister and my brother-in-law because both my parents passed away. So we were just kind of, you know, three-wheeling it in the house. And they were just about to get married in like 2 days. So I was laying in bed, the lights were off, and I know I was awake. This wasn't like a... what do they call those? Like the ones where you're like sleep paralysis. I know it wasn't sleep paralysis.
Okay.
So I saw something come into my room and it was like a black shadowy figure. And I like to this day, like it freaked me out because I was just, I don't know. It was just so weird. And I, like I said, I know I was awake. So it starts coming closer and it's coming closer to me. And my brother-in-law was in his office right down the hall. So I don't like my brother-in-law, and that will come into thing later. So I hate him.
Okay. It happens.
I called out to him. I was like, Jeff, I need you to come into the room. And he comes into the room. And that's how I know I wasn't sleeping. He comes into the room and he reaches his hand out. And the thing was, it was the demon or the black shadowy figure. That's what was reaching out to me.
Oh.
Soon as the demon or whatever it was touched my hand, it turned into my brother-in-law.
Oh shit, no.
Yeah. So I honest to God to this day think that like my parents also didn't like him. I think that it was like a forewarning. Like that they shouldn't have gotten married.
Or he's a shadow person.
Or yeah, or he's a secret demon.
Your brother-in-law's the fucking hat man.
No wonder you hate him.
Yeah. I know, he gives me nightmares till this day.
Cat, is that she a protection kitty? She guard kitty?
Oh, she definitely is.
Okay, good.
She keeps away the demons in the house.
Good.
That's good. You need someone like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, we really appreciate the story.
Absolutely. But before wow, that's horrifying, that's, though.
Yeah, I mean, no thanks on that one.
That's going to make Christmases pretty fucking awkward.
Yeah.
Got a shadow man, brother-in-law.
But before we let you go, I want you to clear your mind. Look inside this closed box here on my desk in Kelowna, BC, Canada, planet Earth, and tell me what's inside the box.
Oh, gosh. I don't know why I want to say this, but a hockey puck.
Hockey puck.
We are Canadian.
We are.
Hockey is fairly popular around here.
It is.
However, that is not what's inside the box.
It's not.
Oh, darn.
Good guess, though.
Good guess. Awesome. Hey, well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a valued member of the community. You've been sticking around a long time, and we see it all, and we appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. We love you guys, all of us in our house.
Awesome. Well,
awesome.
Give a little pet to a meme cat for us.
Get some kitty treats.
I will. Hey, thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good night. Bye.
Look, are you like Dan and you got a trip to Thailand coming up and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, but Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace!
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Don't want any demon hands coming out, reaching at me.
As if in-laws weren't bad enough.
Turn into fucking the Hat Man. Left and right. Dude.
No thanks.
Nope. Not for us. All right. Another caller.
Oh, we got this sorted. Hey.
We got it figured out now. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, this is Mason from Marshfield again. I called in a couple weeks ago.
Welcome back, Mason.
Thank you. I got a bit of a scary story that happened to me a couple of years back. So I was living with my mom, and we were in this older house. Wasn't, you know, like a 100-year-old house, but it was older. It was kind of out in the woods. And I had a room downstairs, And I just got like, you know, creepy feeling living there.
Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, heebie-jeebies. You just kind of, you feel something, right?
Yep.
And I would play video games down there. And I had my back to this hallway, and my room is at the end of the hallway. And just playing on the TV, you know, playing Xbox. And I was probably about 13 at the time. And I would play Skyrim. And when the screen goes black, when it, like, does a loading screen.
Yep.
I would see someone standing at the back of the hallway.
Oh.
Always this girl in a white dress, black hair. And I never got, like, the feeling that you're scared. I was just more like, oh, there's, you know, someone back there. Well, oh. Like, it got to the point where I was getting in my own head. I'm, you know, freaking out a little bit.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be, I wasn't, like, scared right away. But I would, you know, keep thinking about it. I'm like, maybe I don't want my back towards Ghost Lady. So I would turn my chair and turn the TV. So I was like in a corner playing video games. And so I had a closet. It was a walk-in closet. And it always had like earwigs and bugs in it and stuff. So I kind of never went in there. But it had a lock on it. And I would lock it every single night. I just started doing it because I was kind of freaked out. I'd lock my bedroom door and the closet door.
Nothing.
Hey, man, you got to lock those earwigs in there, man.
Yeah, no harm in that.
Yeah. So I locked the closet every single night. Like every single night, like an OCD thing almost. And every morning I would just unlock it and whatever. And I fell asleep one night and I remember locking it. And I woke up and I went to check the locks and the closet door was actually unlocked.
Oh, oh fuck. No.
Oh.
It scared the shit out of me.
My fucking resourceful earwigs, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. My grandma is really religious. I'm not too religious myself, but she's, of course, thinking it's the devil. So she gets the holy water and says, like, you know, you're not welcome here, and sprays my room down. And after that, I never saw anything like ever again.
So it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was more maybe saying you're not welcome here versus, you know, the holy water. But
I mean, hey, I try both. I get a little squirt bottle full of holy water, just everything.
Yeah. Well,
there's no harm.
I think about that quite often when I see locks on doors and stuff. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
What do you? So, what do you think that is? What's your thought? What's your theories?
You know, I never really thought it was the same being, I guess, because unlocking my closet door just seems like kind of a, like it's trying to scare me a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Versus like, I don't know, something else. But when I saw the lady, I saw her probably, you know, over 10 times at least. Like it wasn't
a one-off
thing to fear. And, you know, when I would look, I couldn't see her just looking at her, but I could see her in kind of my peripheral. And I don't know. I don't live in that house anymore.
Thank God.
A friend who moved in a couple of years later, and I didn't know he moved in there, but we were talking one night on Discord and he said he saw like a weird thing, because he's not like super into ghosts or whatever, but he said he saw something weird, and he carries a gun with him when he's in the house now because he thinks it's like an intruder or something. I'm like, you know, I don't know what it is. And then later we found out you moved into that house. I don't know if it's, you know, I never saw it after the holy water thing, but yeah, well, I don't know.
Scary. Hey, I'm glad you don't live there anymore.
Try whatever works, and if it works, don't question it. That's my motto.
Oh man, if it works, I'd devote my Lord to the my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. I'd get these fucking ghosts out of here, man.
No doubt.
Whatever it takes.
No, I moved away from the town too, so I am good. I got a good distance away.
Smart.
Smart.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call. But before we let you go, I want you to use your best clairvoyant mind and peer inside this box and tell me what's inside.
All right. I'm going to say a fork.
The man guesses a fork. The man is wrong. That is not what's inside the box.
Not what's inside the box.
All right. Hey, I'll catch you guys later. Thanks for having me.
No worries, man. Cheers.
Take it easy.
See you later.
I wonder if we'll ever get someone to guess what's in the box.
It's never happened?
Never.
Oh, man.
You know what? People are guessing too much. You really got to just view it. Don't guess.
You got to view it.
You got to view it. You got to project your mind, shoot it out there.
Just let it happen.
Or hack into my computer and view the webcam and it probably show you.
Yeah, I'll probably see some stuff you don't want to see.
Don't hack my webcam, no. Whatever you do.
Yeah, don't.
And now I have to put tape on my webcam.
Absolutely.
All right, well, once we got the stream figured out, the calls started popping.
Yeah, we went from like 3 viewers to 30, so better.
There you go. And just like that, another caller. Hello, welcome to Cosmic Channels.
Hey, it's Eric from Cleveland.
Sorry, who from Cleveland?
Calling Eric.
Eric from Cleveland.
Eric.
Hell yeah. What do you got for us?
So I give you guys two options. They're both kind of ghost stories.
Okay.
One is a friendly ghost and one is a annoying ghost.
Ooh. Your call. The scariest one.
Well, the friendly one. The friendly one doesn't like everyone getting scary right now.
Okay.
But it was January of 1993. My grandfather passed away. And I moved in with my grandmother for a couple months afterwards just to help her out around the house. And I do my homework downstairs at my grandfather's desk. And out of the corner of my eye, every once in a while, I'd see what looked like my grandfather hunched over his workbench smoking. And I'd smell cigarettes.
Oh, weird.
He wasn't there.
Weird.
And then in the garage, which we cleaned the garage, we would find his cigarette butts just randomly in the middle of the floor every couple weeks.
Oh, weird.
No one else in the house smoked, nothing. It was just weird.
Oh, kitty.
Oh, man.
It didn't feel bad. It just, you know, you kind of saw him and missed him a little bit. Saw him out of the corner of your eye. And I wasn't the only one who saw him in the basement. I was the one who was there the most.
Who would have thought ghosts could hack darts?
I guess why not? If they can if they can throw knives and shit, yeah, they can hack darts.
Yeah, makes sense.
If you're a ghost, can you get lung cancer? Do you get cancer if you're a ghost? Probably not. So you can smoke.
Are you going to die again?
Yeah, can you die twice?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. So you can hack as many darts as you want if you're a ghost.
Oh, man. I'd be hacking so many darts and eating so many Big Macs. That's all I would do.
I think ghosts still gain weight, though, so.
That's funny. You're a ghost.
Yeah, who gives a shit, I guess.
It is what it is.
That's a quick, simple little story.
That's a scary one, man. Like, that's
not for me.
I mean, if you're going to be paranormally activated, Grandpa, that's a good, I'll take it. I'll take it. It's way better than...
It's better to know the ghost.
I'd say so.
Than some random poltergeist who's trying to kill you and your family in some haunted house.
Save that one for our next
Cosmic
Channel.
Oh, damn. All right, before we let you go, though, please be the one to see... I'm going to stop saying guess. To see what's inside the box.
Feel what's inside the box. Be what's inside the box.
You are the box.
A red ball cap.
Red ball cap. That is not what's inside the box. But that is the way to do it, though.
That's the second hat guess tonight.
It's because I'm wearing a hat. You see me, maybe. You think of a hat. I don't know. But yeah, that's what maybe. You want to do, though. You want to see what comes into your mind. And maybe you're peering inside the box. All right, brother. Hey, we appreciate the call.
All right, cheers.
All right, have a good one. Bye. Smoking ghosts now.
Oh, man. Scary. Just keep getting him darts, though, and then maybe he'll be happy. He won't paranormal activate you too bad.
Keep him happy?
Yeah. I wonder if you get secondhand smoke from a smoking ghost, though.
Good question. Does the smoke transcend dimension and then gets into your lungs? Or you just know it's there and you kind of smell it? I guess if you're smelling it, though, it has to be getting in.
I would say so, too. And that would be annoying. Actually, you know what? That would actually suck ass. Imagine having a ghost that haunts your place and it just hacks darts all the time. Your house smells like cigarettes.
And it knows you don't like the smell of smoke.
Nobody does.
And they're just hacking them in the living room all day long.
Awful.
They're not doing anything else. They're not trying to throw knives at you. They're not trying to push you down the stairs.
Place just reeks like
they're just smoking. Unfiltered. Yeah, no filter. Just old school, straight tobacco.
Greasy. People come over and they're like, oh man, you hacked darts? I'm like, no man, it's the ghost. It's the
goddamn ghost.
It's 2022. Nobody smokes anymore.
Yeah, it's all e-cig, man. Get with the times.
Vaping.
All right, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey.
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Kinsey. I'm from Tennessee.
She's on the ball. We love it. Thank you for calling in. What is your story?
Oh my God, I can't believe I got through.
You put in the effort. You waited on hold. You're on.
Yeah. So my story is not really sure if it's paranormal or what it is. But so one night I was dead asleep. My boyfriend was sleeping next to me. And I started like overhearing this. Or I started feeling like my brain was being like tugged on. This is a really strange experience, which was one of many that I've had in my lifetime. But so I started feeling in my sleep, I started feeling like my brain was being tugged on, and it was really strange. And so I started like waking myself up. But before I was able to wake myself up, I heard someone say, "I wonder what she knows."
Oh, shit.
Scared the shit out of me. It sounded like it was on the other side of my wall.
Oh shit!
What?
So what do you when you say it felt like they were tugging on your brain? Like explain. Like can you describe that a bit for me?
So it was like I was overhearing a telepathic communication. And I've done a lot of psychedelics, so I definitely had some telepathy experiences.
Oh shit.
It was really crazy. Like I was dead asleep and like I dream really vividly like every night. And it didn't seem like a dream to me. It seemed more like I was literally overhearing a conversation that was being had telepathically. It woke me up. It was a man and a woman, and I didn't hear what the man said, but literally the woman said, "I wonder what she knows."
And so you're like, you can feel it tugging on your brain?
Yes. Yes.
But did you say you were sleeping?
I thought I was, what?
Did you say you were sleeping?
I was dead asleep. And I thought I was being like, I thought there was someone in the room with me. I thought I was possibly like, being abducted, but it wasn't that. It definitely was not that.
So you're dead asleep and you can feel something tugging on your brain and you think you can hear like a telepathic communication.
Yeah.
Now, how could you differentiate that from just a weird dream?
Because it seemed like it was happening in real time, if that makes any sense. Like, it didn't, I don't know, dream things are like really weird and you see like really odd things and I don't know, it's kind of like Inception, you know?
It just felt too real, this one?
Yeah.
Mm.
But it also, it kind of tied into some other experiences that I've had. So to me, it was like, I don't know. It was at a time in my life when I was like trying to heal from, this just happened in January. So it was at a time in my life where I was like getting closer to like some healing mentally that I needed, based off of some events that happened in 2020. And this kind of just tied into it. And it kind of threw my healing out of balance. The experience I'm talking about completely upended my concept of reality and my sense of self. So this was a psychedelic experience that I had.
That can happen.
Yeah, for sure.
So this experience, even though it wasn't a dream, just felt like it was a continuation of prior events?
No, it felt like a separate experience. But it was just, it kind of validated some of my prior experiences.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a weird one for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. That's some Professor X shit.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
All right. I wish I had the answers and could tell you what that meant, but that's just really weird. It's a weird one.
Well, you know, with the more answers you get, the more questions you have. So
that is true. Through this podcasting journey, that's what it's been. Just when you think you knew something, you're like, nope, I don't know anything.
I'm sure it has.
Well, awesome. Well, hey, just wait before you go, because you seem like a person who might
you're
be
dialed
able,
in.
You're dialed in. You might be able dialed to in. See what's inside the box here.
I was kind of like, all right, is it a yellow paperclip?
Checking.
Oh, I was specific.
It is not a yellow paperclip.
I like that guess, though.
Great paperclip. She was confident.
I liked it. I did.
I liked it.
Shot from the hip. Just boom.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Good night.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Could have sparked him up on that one. Didn't. I think that was the right call, but you could have. Definitely could have sparked him up on that one.
I heard dream.
I did. I heard asleep.
And I didn't want to, but it was a good call in the end.
I did too. The description of tugging on my brain. That was interesting.
Yeah.
That was super interesting.
I've never heard that description, like tugging on my brain. What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right. I think we have another caller here.
Cheer it.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Awesome. Hey, it's Willie Nelson.
Willie!
I have a story for you guys. Yeah. I got a really actually pretty cool story.
Awesome.
I was out last Sunday. I was sitting out in the backyard with a buddy. And it was about 3 a.m. And I don't know. It was like brand new. Military helicopters.
Right.
These things. It looks like the Comanche. New stealth helicopters that they got. But this is where it gets crazy. Now, the next day, we're in Ponca City, Oklahoma. Next day, it's all over the news. 10,000 cattle were slaughtered in western Kansas.
10,000?
Oh, shit.
10,000. Yeah. And they say it's heat and humidity. That doesn't happen. That never happens.
Whoa.
We were sitting out in the backyard. And we look up in the sky and we see these things, man, they were really quiet, but they sound like a helicopter. And they didn't sound like a normal helicopter. They kind of sound like it had a loud buzzing noise. So it was like really fast and it was zipping really fast across the sky. And it had like a propeller on the fucking ass end of the helicopter. Kind of looked like a little propeller off of a submarine or something.
Oh, weird.
Weird.
Yeah, man. And they have like lime green looking lights on them and shit. And they were going super fast. And we were saying, it scared the shit out of us. Because when they went past us, it sounded like bumblebees, like NASCAR.
Did you get like a size reference at all? Like, is it like any chance they could have been like a drone of some sort?
No, it's huge, man. They look like the size of a semi truck.
Oh, wow.
Standard helicopter. Yeah, they look like a helicopter. And they were a helicopter. You could tell they were a helicopter. And they were just, man, they were zipping it. They weren't flying like a normal helicopter. They were tilted, like in a straight position. And they were just going really fast, man. It's nuts. And the next day, I seen that all over the news. And that's just like an hour north, hour and a half north of where we were. Maybe, yeah, somewhere around there. Hour and a half, 2 hours north where we were. That's where all that reports were, with all that cattle slaughtering and stuff.
10,000 cattle. That's a
lot. That's insane. Did they come up with an explanation? Like, is there for the cattle slaughtering? Obviously, cover story, but.
Well, I don't know. They're more or less saying it's heat. You know, the heat got them.
Oh, heat. Okay.
Okay. That'd be the easy way to try and throw people off. Oh, they all died of heat exhaustion.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of like talk where it like connects to Bill Gates and ways, and a lot of conspiracy rabbit holes with that. But I don't know. I just figured I'd give you guys a call and tell you. I wanted to call last Sunday, but hell, you didn't have to go. I can't figure out. I can't keep track of anything on this damn YouTube. So I tried.
I feel you.
Just go right now on your calendar and get a written calendar and go just count the Sundays. Go, oh, if it's July, go to the first Sunday. It's not that one. Go to the second Sunday, put a big check mark. And the third Sunday, it's not that one. The fourth Sunday, big check mark. That's when we do them. Second.
I don't even have a fear. I'm willing up. I have shit on me.
All right.
Where all my shit is. That's
open up your fucking smoke container where you keep all your joints and start and just write them down. That'll help.
That's a good idea. That's right.
That's what I do. So you try that. All right, brother. Hey, we appreciate the call.
Anyways, I figured I'd give you guys.
Hey, and before we let you go, though, you know what to do. What's in the box? Come on. Come on, Willie.
Yeah. Is it a weed grinder?
A weed grinder?
A little weed grinder. Yeah.
Let me check. That is not what's inside the box.
Good guess.
Damn.
Good guess, though. Was it in there at one point? I can't tell you that. That'd be cheating.
It's top secret.
I'm really sensitive. I don't know why.
Well, your brain is tuned to weed grinders, so it makes sense to me.
Yeah. Like a sign in my hand. How do I think about it?
All right, brother. We appreciate the call.
You guys have a good one.
All right. Bye.
That was interesting. I wonder now, like, if maybe those were terrestrial fucking helicopters chasing down whatever.
Slaughtered those cattle.
But now, when he said slaughtered, though, I assume like they were eviscerated or something like that. Whereas sounds like if it was heat exhaustion or whatever that killed them.
This drop, right?
Yeah, they're just like a sudden cardiac arrest type situation.
Yeah, when I think of like, yeah, cattle mutilation, it's like the cattle's been like laser cut up the center, like the blood is drained, some organs are missing.
Exsanguinated organs are fucking lying beside it.
And like, no trace of like any people there. Just like they're just picked up, drained, and dropped on the ground.
Still though, that's weird. That's a weird story. 10,000 and then that's a lot. Weird. Yeah.
That seems like, even if it was hot, like 10,000 seems like a big number of cattle to drop dead.
Absolutely.
But I guess I don't really know much about the biology of cattle. Can they handle the heat? I think so, because there's huge cattle ranches in Texas. That place is hot as fuck.
But they do, so they can handle the heat, but they are more prone to respiratory tract infections, RTIs, because they're big animals, but if I remember correctly, their lungs are actually quite small for their bodies.
Yeah, breathe really fast to try and get the...
Yeah, so I think they're more prone to... respiratory tract infections. I'd have to get back into the books.
We'll get back in the books on the cattle. Yeah. But we're going to take one more call for the night.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're doing well, brother. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Tilsonburg, Ontario.
Ontario.
Oh.
Right on, Canadian boy.
Fellow Canuck.
Yeah. Stayed up late for this one. I've been meaning to call in about this. So I had a UFO sight.
Nice. You're in the right spot.
Let's hear about it. What happened?
So, I got little ones here trying to get in the bed, and I just missing you go for a quick call.
Yeah, no worries. We understand.
December 11th of this year, actually, I was driving home from my Christmas party, and in the sky appeared a bright white light, is all I could describe it as. And I always watch the night sky, and I was driving home. It was about 1 a.m. and I was looking up, watching the road, just left side of my eye caught this in the sky. And I'm watching it, so 10 seconds goes by, and a straight white beam comes out of heading up, not down. So, and this happened fairly quickly after I noticed the light in the sky. And I've seen my fair share of shooting stars and stuff throughout the night, being up north and camping.
Did the MIB get him?
Did he get taken?
You get, okay, no worries.
He's still there.
Yeah, so after a few seconds of noticing this light in the sky, the straight beam comes out and shoots up, not down, up. So myself knowing I've seen several shooting stars, no, it wasn't a shooting star.
Right.
And as I'm witnessing this, a beam or another circle appears on the other side of this beam. And just after it does, it just vanishes. Both. It was like connected dots in the sky, but I watched it happen.
Oh,
weird.
I still can't explain it to this day. Like,
aliens, bro. For sure.
Like, I think it was something.
Is that an alien? Is that an alien in the background?
A small gray?
Small gray.
No, just my little alien. Trying to get her back inside. Anyways, all I can think of is has to be something UFO, because
no doubt.
Chalk it up to anything natural that I've come across.
Absolutely. That's wild.
It has all the checks all the boxes for a genuine UFO right there.
You didn't happen to get any of that on film, did you?
No, it happened so fast, and like I was just memorized by it. But I would describe it the light cut, like if you were to look up and see a street light and put it in the sky, I'd say it was about that size in the sky. Like it was big and bright enough where it stood out from everything else.
Right.
Like it stood out from the moon. It was a clear night. I could see stars, see the dark night sky, and this bright ball just appeared and then made connecting dots in the sky.
That's wild.
Dude, I don't know. I couldn't.
No, that's.
That's just wild.
If I saw that, I'd be 100% convinced. I'd be like, that's aliens for sure.
I'd be running around knocking on people's doors, like, I just seen one.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not, like, I believe in aliens, and I have for a while now. I've never seen anything in the sky as much as I've watched it UFO wise.
Right.
And to come across that, and like, I wouldn't be going around telling people about this if I wasn't damn sure that I cannot explain it to being something natural.
Yeah.
I had the theory it could, like, we don't know what the government's testing, and I had the theory that wonder if they were trying to open up a portal either in space to travel through space or into another dimension.
That is one of the major theories of ET's UFOs and stuff, so.
Exactly. So I was wondering if I was witnessing them travel, like somebody traveling in a spacecraft that can travel beyond what we know.
yeah, I mean, that's just a really cool sighting.
Absolutely.
I got no explanation for what it could be, except it's probably aliens.
Yeah.
In my opinion. On this show, we tend to lean that way.
I was really hoping to get a call-in night where Dan was on Cosmic Channels. Dan always tries to be the realist and debunk things. And
he would have told you it's a Mylar balloon.
Yeah, you want me to debunk it? Was there an airport close by?
What?
Was there an airport close by?
No. So I live in Southern Ontario. I guess there would be
tons of airports, Southern Ontario. What are you talking about?
This major airport would be Hamilton.
Oh, they got Hamilton, Pearson. They got a bunch of like local airports in London, and all those places got airports.
Pearson's probably about 2.5 hours northeast of me.
Well, that's the major airport. But I'm saying that's the most populated region of all of Canada, Southern Ontario. So if you're looking for an explanation to debunk, I would say maybe it was a weird aircraft and the atmosphere was, you know, the humidity was right and just like it presented that visual identification to it. If I'm looking to debunk it, which I'm not, but if you're looking for a Dan answer, that's what I'm going with.
You got the discount Dan right there.
Yeah, discount Dan right there.
Yeah, discount Dan. I love to know what it is, and hopefully we do one day, but yeah, it's definitely, I think, aliens.
Hell yeah, brother. All right, well, thanks for being the last caller on Cosmic Channels this week. So please open your mind and visualize what's inside the box.
A black glove.
A black glove?
Got some OJ shit. You got the other glove in there?
All right, I'm going to unveil live what's inside the box. Box here. Box. Inside the box on this episode of Cosmic Channels is nothing more than a tiny remote control. These control my LEDs in here. I can turn them green.
Is it black?
It has one black button, so you're not completely wrong.
That's true.
So you can rest easy saying you got one of the 90 buttons on that thing was black, and you got it.
Right, brother. Hey, we appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you again. And just like that, this episode of Cosmic Channels comes to a close, plagued by studio demon shit is what I'm going to blame it on.
We exercised them, though.
We exercised the demons. We got trapped in an alternate universe there for some reason. We're on back in November of 2019 or some shit. I don't know what happened there. So that just makes it really annoying for me in post-production. But this is the way she goes.
It's way of the road.
Way of the road, bubs. And just like that. So you know, some people are always like, when's Cosmic Channels? Listen, it says at the start of the episode, we're going to say at the end, you go to your calendar, you count the Sundays of the month. You go to the second one, it's then. You go to the fourth one, it's then. That's it. Simple as that. It's not every other week. Some people think it's every other week. No, sometimes that works out to be there's 2 weeks in between just because of how the months go. And that's it. So thanks for tuning in. The Cosmic Channels are now closed. Peace, everybody.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.